Happy, happy Friday, beautiful people. Welcome back to Let's Talk About It with me, your host, Kate. I hope that you guys have had an amazing week and that you are feeling so good and staying healthy and feeling strong. There's nothing better than feeling all three of those things at the same time. Happy official first week of fall. Finally, I cannot believe it. I mean, I've been in fall mode since September 1st, or maybe a little before that because I'm crazy, but it is officially fall, yes, as of yesterday, and I can feel the shift. The air is a little bit more crisp. I don't know. Just feels really good to officially be in a new season. Not only is it the first week of fall, we entered into Libra season. We left Virgo season in the past and we are in Libra season, and I already can feel the energy shift. I feel like Virgo season, the energy was kind of like getting things done, and I definitely felt that pressure, and that energy just completely has shifted, and the balance has been restored, and it's almost just so much more calm. There's no other way to describe it. I am a firm believer in astrology and all of that it brings, and all of that knowledge. I'm just so interested in it, and I feel like I will definitely be talking a lot about astrology on this podcast. Eventually, I might even do a little astrology podcast. My girlfriend is so intelligent when it comes to astrology and can literally tell you anything you ever would need to know about all of it. So one of these days, I would love to have her on the pod and have a little astrology podcast. I don't know. It's so fascinating. It's such an amazing tool to learn about your birth chart and what your placements are in, because it can teach you, and it's taught me so much about myself, and it's just insane how accurate it is and how spot on these things are. And I literally have an album on my phone just dedicated to all of my loved ones and friends' birth charts, because I absolutely love just knowing and learning, and I feel like they tell you so much about a person, and I love talking to my friends about it and telling my family about it and showing them their little birth charts, and it's just so fascinating, the whole thing. It's just incredible that we have this tool. And what's the harm in, you know, trying to be more connected with ourselves? And oh my God, it's incredible. So definitely we'll be talking a lot about that throughout this podcast and spreading some, you know, knowledge about that if I can. So I'm going to get into this week's gratitudes and little life updates. So this week's gratitude list is a little bit long, but I feel like each and every one of them are super special to me, so, and have made me very happy. So I'm going to read them all. So my first gratitude is watching and seeing the harvest moon. So we had recently like a beautiful harvest moon. It was a full moon. It was so pretty. And I got to watch it and see it rise, and it was just absolutely incredible. It was the harvest moon, and it was in Pisces, and it was so, so, so beautiful. Like, the color of it was like this, like, orangey color, and it just, like, you just, after you saw that, you're like, okay, it's fall, like, Halloween, like, I need it, like, just so, so, so beautiful. I got to take pictures of it, and I just really soak in how beautiful the moon is and how she goes through these cycles and is so consistent. And oh my God, I love the moon. I think she's incredible. And yes, I'm calling her she. I don't know. I feel like she gives me feminine energy. I think the sun's a boy. I'm crazy. I literally give genders to everything. Cars, planets, I guess. The sun and the moon. The ocean is a girl, for sure. I'm crazy. Okay, get it together. So yeah, that's my first gratitude. Just the spookiness of that moon really got me in the mood. And it's kind of had that orangey tint for the past couple of days this week, and I'm really with it. Like, it's beautiful. So another gratitude I have is I went on a little coffee date or a latte date with my mom and my sister. Just spending time with them and doing little activities like that, going to cute coffee shops and talking and catching up and just getting out of the house and our normal scenery when we're with each other is just, I feel like it just creates like such a good bond and it strengthens the bond. So that's always fun. And we did a little plant shopping, and of course I got a new plant, which I haven't actually gotten a new plant in a while, so I felt like, you know what the heck, I deserve it, I love them, and they make me so happy, even though I am, in fact, running out of room because I have so many, but I truly did feel like I wanted to love another plant, so I have her now. She's a hanging plant, and I think it's a variegated Monstera, but it's like a tiny Monstera, and it's almost like a hanging one. I've had one before. I didn't have the best luck with her. I think because where I used to live, I didn't have the best lighting. But I think she's gonna do great where she is right now. So I'm very happy about that. My third gratitude is that there has been a plethora of amazing music released this week. So many good songs from bands and artists that I absolutely adore that have been very, very good, and I'm so excited. I don't know, the feeling that you get when an artist you love releases something and you like their old stuff, but then you're like, oh my god, I don't know if I'm gonna like it as much, and then you do and it's like the same vibe. Oh my god, something about that, because I have been disappointed so many times where I love an album and I'm just obsessed, and then something else comes out from them and it's like, oh god, they're like trying to do something else and it's not working, and I'm just kind of like mourning them, and then boom, like something else comes out and you're like, okay, like everything's okay, like they're okay, like I was worried. That's another one of my gratitudes, and I love that. This week, bagel sandwiches have been very high on my gratitude list. They are just absolutely delicious, and I do have a favorite bagel shop that I go to occasionally, but I've also just been making them myself, and they just make me so happy, and it's such a fulfilling breakfast, and I don't know, it's just my favorite. And so I've been making them a couple days this past week, and it just really makes my day. Oh my god, finding a breakfast that is just like your favorite is the best feeling. I love oatmeal and I love baked oats, but something about throwing in a bagel sandwich here and there, it just really sets the tone. I don't know, it's just like, it's so delicious. So definitely grateful for bagel sandwiches, bagels in general, so delicious. I actually went to Trader Joe's a couple of days ago and I got some of the fall items, which I'm so excited about. I'm so excited to bake with. I stocked up on some vanilla bean paste. I've been wanting to try their vanilla bean paste for, I think, like two holiday seasons in a row, but I just haven't found it. They're always sold out. So I finally got it, and I cannot wait to put it in my baked goods and my pastries, because I've heard so many amazing things about it, and that it like takes your baked goods so much higher and just adds that little sweetness that it needs. And I don't know, but I'm so ready to try it out. I also got the pumpkin oat beverage, and I've been putting it in my iced lattes. Oh my gosh, I'm yawning. I'm so sorry. So I got that. It's very delicious. I appreciate that the pumpkin flavor isn't so intense. It's very subtle, and it's so creamy because of that oat milk. Which I love. And I also bought a can of the pumpkin cinnamon rolls. I cannot wait to try them and pop them in the oven and just smell them cook and eat them warm. I am so excited. I think I'm going to bake them tonight for dessert for my family. So I'm very excited to try those out. The other day, I went to Urban Outfitters, and I was just looking around because I'm looking for a little birthday gift or trying to get ideas for a birthday that's coming up for one of my close friends. But I ended up finding this beautiful perfume. I absolutely adore the Urban Outfitters perfume line. It's absolutely incredible. Every single smell is so, so good. But the new scent that I saw is called Pistachio Brulee, and it's a perfume but also a hair mist, and it smells so good. I am a sucker for just like warm, cozy, just like a big marshmallow, I don't know, scent, and it smells like fall, like what I imagine fall and cozy to smell like. That is what it is, and I love it so much. And something about a new perfume, it just makes me so happy. I have quite a few perfumes, and every single one of them is just like a different mood of my day, and it really does. It adds what you need. I feel like every perfume is like a different personality. That might be crazy, but I feel like every time I spray a specific perfume, it's because I'm feeling a certain way that day, and I'm like, okay, this is the smell I need to put on because I feel like this smell right now. So my Pistachio Brulee is fall, but also just happy, cozy, comfy, cute fall vibes. And I'm so excited for her and to wear her this fall. So cute. So I have two little more things to add, and then we'll get into our episode for this week. But last night I went to dinner at True Food Kitchen, and I've been there twice before, and I am absolutely in love with it. And last night I had the most delicious dinner ever. I got the Ancient Grains bowl, which is like this beautiful, nourishing bowl, and it has quinoa, and the quinoa is cooked perfectly, and it has green snap peas, and it has these beautiful shiitake mushrooms that are so delicious, and it has this pesto sauce that just makes it so good, and it has this beautiful piece of salmon on top that I added on, and oh my god, it's just like I feel like I'm eating just everything my body needs, and I feel so nourished. And with that, me and my girlfriend got the same thing, and then we got this beautiful plate of, it was called edamame guacamole, and it came with these pita chips, and on top of the guacamole it was like edamame and pumpkin seeds, and it was so delicious. I have never thought of guacamole and edamame together, but I'm a fan of edamame. I love her, and it was so good. And then I got the food with this beautiful hot tea. It was like a ginger lemon tea, and I have never felt more nourished after a meal at a restaurant. Just so nourished and happy, and Oh my God, so delicious. And you feel energized after and not just sluggish and tired. I felt like I could just keep walking and walking and walking. I was so energized after eating that. So I'm actually just so grateful for that dinner. It was so delicious. And then another little life update is that I've been sleeping so good this month. September is good sleeping month for me, I guess. Thank you, September. It's been amazing just sleeping and getting enough sleep and feeling nourished when I wake up. It's one of the best feelings ever. So grateful for that. So now it is time to get into this week's topic. But first, I am going to grab a drink. So if you would like to grab a drink of your choice, maybe you want some water, maybe you want some hot tea, maybe you have a coffee, whatever you'd like. I have right here a pumpkin spice latte that I got from Starbucks this morning, and it is just so delicious, and I'm just in honor of this week's topic, it just fits right in. And as you can tell, I'm so caffeinated today. I usually don't drink caffeine before I have these podcasts, so I can maybe, be a little bit more calmer, but I actually don't mind it. I feel very good, and I feel like the caffeine's doing me good today. So, very happy about that, and also it's delicious. So, grab something, grab a snack, and then we will take a few breaths together. So now that we are back, let's just take a few breaths together to just balance our breaths and balance our bodies and our minds. And let's just do that together because we all need it. At least I really do. So here we go. Hold. Exhale in through your nose. Exhale in through your nose. Toxic or just stale energy, just exhale it. We only inhale love and we exhale all the bad. Ah, feels so good just to breathe. I know I always say that, but it's so important and such a beautiful tool that we have to just catch our breaths. And oh my God, breathing is so amazing. So this week's topic, I wanted to keep it kind of just on the lighter side, and I know that some of you are thinking, like maybe it's too early to talk about fall things or Halloween stories or just all of that because I know that it's a little bit early, but I just could not wait. My heart can't wait, and that's just the person I am. I love the holidays and I love just talking about the different seasons, and it's just so exciting, and it's so beautiful that we can just celebrate these little new things that are going on, just new seasons, new weeks, new months. Oh, it's just there's so much to celebrate in the tiny things. And so this week's topic, I wanted to talk about some of my favorite just fall items or fall things, and also I will talk about a few fun and scary Halloween stories I have and just memories and traditions that I've experienced growing up. And then I also asked on my Instagrams for some of your favorite things and memories, and I got some pretty good responses, so I will share some of those, which I'm so happy that you guys shared with me. So let's get into it. So my favorite fall things as of my age now, and I mean, I will mention some of the things I loved as a kid. Obviously, my family, we did celebrate Halloween, and you know, I loved it a lot growing up. Dressed up every year. My mom never really bought me costumes, so it was just always something that I came up with, and they probably weren't the best costumes, but I mean, I was thankful that I could just be creative with it. So definitely trick or treat, carved pumpkins. You know, my mom would sometimes throw us little Halloween parties with our friends, and she always did such a good job of, you know, decorating and making it super spooky and fun for us. So those are like my childhood memories from Halloween and some of the things that I did growing up. But my favorite fall items, my favorite fall things this year so far, I've already kind of been diving into these things, but I got a cinnamon broom. And I can't express to you how much I love the smell of cinnamon. I know some of my friends and some people I know, they cannot stand it. But I am in love with the smell of cinnamon. And I think it is because of my mother. Because growing up, my house all year round smelled like cinnamon. Cinnamon, 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 cinnamon candles, cinnamon brooms, cinnamon pine cones, just cinnamon. And I think that's one of the reasons why I love it. And oh my god, something about a cinnamon broom, it's like you just know. Once you have a cinnamon broom, it is, you know, fall is near, and it smells so good, and I just have it in my room, and every time I walk in, or I just am going through my room, I'm like, oh my god, I need this constantly. I just wish it lasted forever. another obvious one is, the lattes that come out this time of year. I think I've mentioned that, but I love them. Something about the flavors, the fall flavors are just so cozy and can't get enough. Another one of my favorite fall things is candles, and literally any fall candle smells so good, but specifically Anthropology fall candles and holiday candles in general. Anthropology is so underrated, and I feel like, I mean, all of their candles smell so good. The other day, I walked in there, and me and my girlfriend started smelling all of the candles in Anthropology, all of the fall candles, and I wanted to buy every single one of them. Oh my god, that's my dream, to buy everyone I know an Anthropology fall candle, because the smells are absolutely incredible, and I wish I could buy everyone one, but they're so expensive, and I think it's with good reason, because I know they use good quality products, and they're so beautiful. So I mean, one day maybe I can, but I love them, and oh my god, weakness, absolute weakness. Another one of my favorite fall things is just the cooler weather. The haze, just the idea of like spooky weather. It's just so comforting in a weird way. It's so cozy and just makes me want to snuggle up and watch movies all day. And I love that feeling, especially like cold weather and some soup, like homemade soup. My mom made homemade vegetable chicken soup, and it was just, oh my god, it was so good and so nourishing, and it was super cold the other night, and I was just eating it, and I was like, this is ultimate comfort food, like, ultimate. So I was so happy. Let's see. So those are my favorite fall things as of now, but I did have some crazy memories growing up on Halloween night. I feel like every single Halloween, something crazy and weird happens to me and my family when we're out just trick or treating. And I think that it's probably happens to everyone because Halloween is such a crazy night. Everyone's just, you know, playing these roles and being these characters, and something bizarre always happened. It never failed. I remember one year specifically, me and my family, my mom, my dad, and my two sisters, we went across the street to trick or treat. And there's this big park. There was this big park across the street from where we lived, and there was a bunch of houses just around the park. And that neighborhood behind the park was where everyone just trick or treated, and that was just the spot to go. All the houses were decked out, and it was just super fun. And I remember just getting all ready in my costume. I think I was like a cat that year. I was like 8. I remember being 8, and my sisters were a little bit older than me, and me and my family had walked across the street to the park to go to those houses. And this one man, I think he was dressed up as like a werewolf or like a wild animal, but I never knew what he was, but it was so scary, and his costume was so good. And I remember being terrified, and he kept like hiding behind trees in the park and like jumping out and scaring us and following us around. And in the beginning, I don't think my parents saw anything of it. They were like, oh, it's just like a teenager trying to scare kids, like whatever. But we continued on, and then we noticed throughout the night that he just kept following us and jumping and scaring us. And at that point, my dad was just like, okay, this is too much. Like, it's like, okay, if this happened a couple times, but he won't stop. And he just kept going. He was really trying to get us. And so my dad ended up just kind of just yelling at him and saying, you need to stop, like, this isn't funny anymore, my kids are scared. And he just wouldn't stop. And so, yeah, my dad got really upset. And, you know, I don't remember what happened, but the guy stopped eventually. But it was really scary. And every time, every single year, something like that happens. Someone follows us, a clown, a witch, just like crazy shit always happens. And I mean, I guess it comes with the territory of dressing up and all of that. And that's another reason why I kind of stopped trick-or-treating and doing all of that when I got a little bit older, probably like 12, 13. You know, I still could have trick-or-treated, but I was like, I just don't like feeling like I don't know who people are, and like I can't see their faces. It's just like, it became a little bit too much. So I kind of strayed away from trick-or-treating and stuff like that. But I always remember coming home with so much candy, and I remember me and my sisters dumping it out on the living room floor, and my dad would go through every single piece of candy we all had and make sure it looked safe. And back then I was like, are you kidding me, Dad? Like, just let me have my freaking candy and stop going through it. I was like convinced that he was trying to take my candy, I think. But I think now I totally understand why. And I think it's, when you think about it, it's like, yeah, like these kids are going around to houses, and I do believe that most people are good and normal and don't want to poison kids. But I mean, there are crazy people in the world. So I mean, I guess it does make sense now. So thanks, Dad. But yeah, the way I've celebrated Halloween over the years has definitely changed. And I think that it changes for everyone, especially when you get older. You don't really have that want to like go out. I mean, maybe like to parties and stuff, but I honestly don't crave that. So for me, Halloween is just all about staying in and watching cute classic Halloween movies, maybe some scary ones, but you know, just having a nice night in and just like enjoying the feeling of it and like the experience, but not really like going out and being in it. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with my Halloween traditions now. So they've changed quite a bit over the years. So enough about me. I have some really cute entries that you guys DM'd me and answered on my Instagram, so I'm super excited to read some of them. They're very, very cute, so let me pull those up. So I'm going to read some of just the short little things that people sent in on my Instagram, and then I got a couple stories that people sent in, but I'm not going to read all of them because I don't want this episode to be super, super long, but I cherish everything that you guys sent in so much. So let me start reading some. So this one says, painting, carving pumpkins, baking, and watching scary, cute Halloween movies. That is the perfect description of kind of like what I like to do. Which makes sense because my best friend wrote this entry. So we are very similar in what we like to do. And those are such amazing little things. Baking, watching scary, cute movies. Oh, I love that so much. This one says, baking apple pie with my grandparents. That is so cute. I love that. I would love to do that with my grandparents. That's just like such a special little thing. Oh my god. I love that. This one says, eating pumpkin pie and drinking apple cider. Oh my gosh. That's so good. Apple cider and pumpkin pie are so delicious. Apple cider, I feel like it's underrated. It's so good. I love apple cider, especially like the homemade kind. It just fills up the house with this beautiful smell. Oh my god, I love that. That's amazing. This one says, making my own Halloween costume and trick-or-treating for hours, getting so much candy. Oh my god, something about homemade Halloween costumes are just so special, and like being creative with it. Oh my god, I love that. I love that so much. So much candy. That's fun. This one says, carving pumpkins with my family and then baking the pumpkin seeds. Wow, that sounds like so much fun. I've actually never baked pumpkin seeds like straight out of a pumpkin that I carved. I've always wanted to, but I'm just like, oh my god, something about like digging out the goop. It's just like, once it's out, I don't even like look at it again. So wow, kudos to you for like going through and like picking out the little seeds and cleaning them and doing all of that, like a little labor of love. That's so cute. This one says, watching spooky Halloween classics with my family. Oh my god. So fun. Like something about just like watching classic or old Halloween movies with your family, just cozied up, and oh my god, maybe drinking some apple cider, some hot cocoa, something about it. It's just so comforting. I love that so much. So those are just a few of the ones I got on my Instagram, and then I'm gonna read one of the stories I got. So this story is from someone that follows me on my wellness account, so thank you so much for sending it. She wrote, hi Kate, I'm so excited to share the story for your podcast. I love your page and all your wellness inspo. Oh, thank you so much. She wrote, every year we go to my grandparents' house the night before Halloween and bake a bunch of pies. Every fall flavor you can think of. Pumpkin pie, hazelnut pie, my personal favorite, apple pie, cherry pie, and then on Halloween morning, we take all of the pies we made along with Halloween candy and goodies and drop them off to our local homeless shelter. Aww, that's so sweet. My grandma is a huge Halloween and holiday lover. Every year, it lights all of our spirits up to do this little act of love for these people that are in need. Wow, that is so, so, so sweet. I love that so much. The fact that you guys like take time to make all of these beautiful pies that are made out of love, and oh my god, and created out of love. It's just such a beautiful thing that you guys are doing. And the fact that you've been doing this for such a long time is so sweet. and speaks volumes about you and your grandma and your guys's just love and caringness for everyone. That's just like absolutely so sweet. Wow, that's like touching. I love that. I'm gonna read one more because I'm gonna squeeze it in. This person wrote, "My family has never fully celebrated on Thanksgiving. We always celebrate Thanksgiving on Halloween." Wow. "With a huge feast with delicious food and loads of desserts. And then after dinner, we go trick-or-treating and walk around the neighborhood to look at all the decorations." Wow, that's so much fun. I kind of have always, well, growing up, I didn't really get Thanksgiving. I mean, I get it more now, but I mean, when I was little, I was like, this doesn't make sense because Halloween's like next month. Can't we just like do like something together on Halloween? But I mean, now it's like, okay, just being together and having that extra time means a lot to me. But I mean, this is really cool, like the concept of just celebrating Thanksgiving on Halloween and just having this huge feast. That's really, really cute. So thank you so much for sharing that. It's so interesting that we all just celebrate and do things differently in our families. That's so much fun. So very, very cool. So I think I'm going to end this episode right about now. It has been so much fun just talking to you guys about all of these little things that people have done and do on the holidays or just in fall in general. It's so fun to read them and see what you guys have to say. So thank you so much for submitting anything if you did. I loved reading all of them. And I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode of Let's Talk About It. I will be back next Friday with some new content for you guys. So stay tuned and thank you so much. And I love you guys. Have the best week ever. Okay, bye.